counting down the 100 days until the Chiefs' title defense begins at Arrowhead.
Harrison Butker set to kick it off. The run-up. Butker's kick in Super Bowl 58 is underway in a high, deep, spinning kick.
Every day at 3:15 on The Drive.
I don't even know how many days we have until this part of our show is over. I am just committed to the cause. Rob, do you know what day we are on in this countdown? Do you know how many days we have until football is just here, or we don't have to count down the days anymore? Where are we at?
We are 59 days away from the NFL kicking off in Kansas City, Carrington.
Yeah, the only thing I'm counting down to is next Tuesday for the college football game. I'm just going to keep it real with you guys. That's the only thing I'm counting down towards. That's going to get me through the next however many days after that. What, so like 53 days? I don't care. I just get me the college football game. I'm ready to give you the money right now. I'm ready to give you the money tomorrow. You tell me when you need me to give you the money so I can play it. That's what I'm more concerned with. All right, Rob, ESPN, they are doing a top 10 for every position in the National Football League from now until the end of the week. They are talking to executives, scouts, and coaches to rank the top 10 at all of those positions. Let's start with running back. Number 10, Travis Etienne. Number 9, Derrick Henry. Number 8, Jahmyr Gibbs. Number 7, Josh Jacobs. Number 6, Bijan Robinson. Here's the top 5. Jonathan Taylor, Saquon Barkley, Nick Chubb. Number 2 is Breece Hall. And you guessed it, number 1 on this list is Christian McCaffrey. Now, some of the honorable mentions. Isaiah Pacheco is in the honorable mentions. I don't want to go through all of them. Alvin Kamara, Joe Mixon. Anybody that's not in the top 10 that you've heard of. Funny enough, I don't hear Najee Harris, and boy, the text line was going crazy for Najee Harris just last week when we were talking about this topic. Najee Harris not in the top 10 nor the honorable mention for top 10 running backs in the National Football League. Let's start here. Can you guys explain the Breece Hall thing to me? I am not saying that Breece Hall is a bad running back. You don't have to call. You don't have to stop it. I'm not telling you that I think Breece Hall is bad. Breece Hall last year ran for less than 1,000 yards. Less than 1,000 yards last year. Breece Hall has 9 touchdowns in his NFL career. Why are we selling Breece Hall? He's the second best running back in the National Football League. The second best. So tomorrow, if Christian McCaffrey retired, we would argue that Breece Hall is the best running back in the league? No! Stop it! You know what this is? If Breece Hall played for Jacksonville, we wouldn't act like this. You know who Breece Hall is? Breece Hall is Isaiah Pacheco with cheaper pizza. That's what he is. He is Isaiah Pacheco with much more expensive rent and a higher cost of living. Why are we doing this with Breece Hall? If he played for the Seahawks, we wouldn't be doing this. But no, he plays for the Jets. So, hey, look what he did last year with Zach Wilson. Hey, if he has Aaron Rodgers this year, he's going to stop it. Breece Hall being the second best running back in the NFL is an insult. It's an insult to me. It is an insult to you. The second best running back in the NFL is Saquon Barkley. I don't know what to tell you guys. It's Saquon Barkley. You're telling me Breece Hall is better than Nick Chubb? Breece Hall is better than Saquon Barkley? Better than Jonathan Taylor? He's not better than Bijan Robinson. Breece Hall is like the 9th best running back in the league. Maybe the 10th best running back in the league. But he plays close to the Empire State Building, so we got to put a little extra sauce on the numbers. Rob, I'm disgusted at Breece Hall being the second best running back in the league.
What's your favorite stat for running backs, Carrington? If I recall, yards per carry. Boy, you get hot and bothered about a nice yards per carry.
He averaged 4.5. That's the average. It's not like he averaged 5.5.
Behind the worst
is 4.6. He was average.
Behind the worst offensive line in football.
My God. We're giving guys credit now for doing average in the league of yards per. That's what we're giving him credit for. He was average. He was fine. I do love yards per attempt. That's a stat I enjoy.
He also is coming off when he had a viable O-line, not me, you, and some buddies playing for the Jets. He was in the fives. So I think 2's too high as well. I don't have Saquon Barkley at 2. I also think that's crazy. But I am not fall out of my chair. Can you believe this? What are you doing? How can you say that about him being at two? There is fine logic in my head for him at two. Do I think it's a little bit of projecting? Probably. But I don't think it's this outlandish take the way you do, because he's had two productive seasons in New York with literally no other offensive help and is still 23. Like, there's a lot of reason to believe, projecting forward, he could be one of the top backs in the NFL.
Can you help me understand what I'm missing? How Kyren Williams last year can finish third in the rushing conversation? I mean, last year, Kyren Williams ran for almost 1,200 yards, 5 yards a carry, had 12 touchdowns last year. He's not worthy of top 10 or honorable mention? What are we doing here? This is what I think makes judging and evaluating running back so hard. System, scheme, all of those things. I mean, Kyren Williams was one of the 10 best running backs in the NFL last year and will be I'm not the biggest fantasy guy in the world, but I'm guessing he's going to be either a first or a second round pick in fantasy football. He can't even be in the top, according to ESPN and scouts and executives and all those things. He's not one of the top 16 running backs in the National Football League. This thing just feels a little bit biased to me. And it's not based off what you did last year and the numbers you put up and how effective you are and how efficient you are. It seems like it's based on other things, because Kyren Williams absolutely should be in this conversation as one of the top backs in the league, but he wasn't there. Now I get it. He doesn't catch the ball out of the backfield the way that some of the other backs do. Only had 200 yards receiving last year, but you add up what he did on the ground, you add up what he did through the air, he gave you almost 1,400 yards and had 15 touchdowns last year. That's good enough to get you in the conversation of a top 10 back in the league, but no, he didn't make it.
How much of this is still just projecting? Like, I presume he'll be running back one in L.A., but running back one in L.A. has been a little bit of a revolving door ever since Todd Gurley's body just gave out. Like, there are probably elements of this of, hey, Sean McVay can plug and play and be fine. Is Kyren Williams special, or is Sean McVay's system special? If we pick a running back in Sean McVay's offense, would it work? Again, I'm not trying to defend the list, but I think there is some logic for Kyren Williams being a little bit of, okay, let me see it's you and not McVay. And we can say with Breece Hall, hey, we know it's not you because you got a bumbling moron at OC and Nathaniel Hackett. You got an offensive line of a bunch of 5'11", 185 dudes, and you're still putting up numbers.
So let me go through the honorable mentions really quickly and tell me if any of these running backs you think have a case for being top 10. Aaron Jones, Kenneth Walker, Isaiah Pacheco, James Cook, Alvin Kamara, Joe Mixon, DeAndre Swift. If you had to add one of them to your top 10, you don't got to take anybody out for the basis of this exercise. If you had to add one of those seven running backs to the top 10, which of those guys do you think you would add out of that list?
Kenneth Walker. Kenneth Walker be the guy I add back in. I know he's not the yards per carry darling that people love last year, but he's been a very productive back in Seattle. I really like Kenneth Walker. He has a lot of the same makings and markers of Breece Hall. He's still very young, 2 years in the league. He's still in the prime for a running back. There's so many hits left on his body. I would take Kenneth Walker and put him in the top 10, but I'm not going to fight you too hard about, oh, he's at 11. That's about right. But he's in that 10 to 13 window, in my opinion.
Yeah, I'm kind of looking at all of these guys. I think you can maybe argue James Cook at the back end of it. I actually think that they did a pretty decent job on this list on ESPN with scouts, executives, and coaches. I think they did a really good job of at least narrowing in who the top 10 running backs are. We can argue and disagree about the list and where they should be positioned. That's just argument. That's all subjective. There's no concrete metric, I think, in all of this. I don't really think there's a strong argument for any of these guys why you have to include them in the top 10. I think this is pretty fair. Hey, these are the 10 running backs. Hey, this honorable mention, I mean, if you want to trade out a Travis Etienne for a James Cook, you can make that argument. You want to trade out Alvin Kamara, some of these other guys. But I feel like the top 8 from Henry, Gibbs, Jacobs, Robinson, Taylor, Barkley, Chubb, Hall, and McCaffrey, that's certainly the top 9 running backs in the National Football League. And then we'll let you figure out the order of where you think certain guys should be placed.